Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So, all right, Eclipse Mania is over. All right, are we done with it now? Yeah, listen, I thought it was cool. And I didn't mind that people made a bigger deal about it than they needed to. I you know, taking off work, paying a high-priced Airbnb and hotel, traveling. Unfortunately, a doctor died on her way to the eclipse. Did you guys hear about this? This is sad. She was blown out of her camper. She was on her way. She was a pediatrician, and she was on her way to see the solar eclipse. I think this was over the weekend, and Dr. Monica Woronieka. She was only 54 years old and fell out of a 2024 gray Airstream. It was being lifted by a pickup truck that her husband was driving. And this accident occurred in Jefferson County. And she was riding in the Airstream with other family members during the last 20 minutes of the trip. Witnesses behind the Airstream claimed that they saw a passenger side door of the Airstream open. Her arm was hanging on the door after the wind caused the door to swing open. She got thrown from the Airstream, head hit the shoulder of the roadway, died from her injuries. And she was a doctor who worked at Stony Brook Medicine under the pediatric allergy immunology subspecialty, and you know, just tragic. Which, by the way, whenever we had a fifth wheel or a camper, we always drove where, or we always had the family sit where they needed to sit. I would not put them in a camper. And again, who would have been able to think this could have happened? But unfortunately, it was a freak accident. But I would have the family in the truck. We never had them in the attachment. It just, for me, I was too nervous about that. And I would still encourage everybody drive where the main driver is. But sad to see something like that happen. But the eclipse was watched by millions. I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I couldn't see it. In fact, how I watched it is I didn't have any of the solar eclipse glasses. So what I did is I use the selfie feature of my phone, and I looked at my phone, and my phone reflected the sun. And I posted some pictures on my Twitter. Unfortunately, you see my butt, but you know, it's okay because I was bent over trying to see it. And I didn't see much. It got a little dark. That was it. I mean, I got to see the other solar eclipse, so it was cool. It's cool. You know, some people were not that impressed. Some people had cloud cover and they couldn't see. Others thought it was the coolest thing. And, you know, for those of you, those cities and those districts and precincts that made it a pretty cool day, and, you know, good for you. For those of you who monetized on it, come on, really? People made money on this. You know, the solar eclipse of 2024. Okay, well, you know, yeah, I get it. You know, Woodstock, that was huge. But solar eclipse, yeah, listen, it's science. It's, you know, astronomy. I think it's really, really cool. As you know, a solar eclipse is where the moon eclipses the sun. A lunar eclipse is where the earth eclipses the moon. And so it's, in fact, you know, I have a picture, which is kind of cool, that I posted it on my Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But basically, it helps you I guess, visualize what gets done when this happens. So when you have a lunar eclipse, all right, the Earth is in between the sun and the moon. And so it blocks, the moon will not be of a certain, the light shining on the moon will get blocked. A solar eclipse is where the moon blocks the sun shining on the Earth. Now, obviously not in totality because, you know, the Earth is bigger than the moon. But a apocalypse is where the sun gets in between the Earth and the moon. That you don't want to happen, and it'll never happen, hopefully, in our lifetime. So those are just some definitions. But, you know, what's really interesting is I was pretty pleased that people gave a damn. That they actually, I think some purposely used it as an opportunity to get off work, you know, and I think some people just kind of used it as an opportunity to get high and party. But there were really individuals and kids fascinated by this. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, nowadays, it's really hard to compete with what's on TikTok and these video games. And, you know, when I would show the kids, you know, something cool in science and all that, you know, it was, they're like, okay, cool. And then they went back to their fancy schmancy tech that they were playing with. And, you know, I think Earth is fascinating. I still love those movies where you watch animals in slow motion land or eat another insect or a spider make his web. I am fascinated by that. I'm not as fascinated with space as other people. I like insects. I like seeing water creatures and things like that. I like seeing bacteria divide. I like seeing a phagocyte macrophage envelop another pathogen. Really cool. Electronic microscopy, looking at things that you can't see with the naked eye. And I want to see kids more interested in science. And so for those of you that encourage your kids to take part of this, you know, and you made it a big deal, good for you. Yeah, I know we were kind of making fun of people who were, you know, overdoing it and people who were trying to take advantage selling stuff, and then the jerks who were selling fake glasses. But for those of you trying to get your family interested in science, way to go. Because science is cool. You don't always need tech to entertain them. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So congratulations to Dan Hurley and the UConn team for beating Purdue. They're back-to-back NCAA championship, I think sixth time in the Final Four, if I remember correctly. And wow, did they play well. I got to hand it to Zach Edey of Purdue. He seemed to be, they have good players in Purdue, but it seemed to be all on Zach Edey. And when he gets tired, you know, the reason why I didn't bet on Purdue, I put money on UConn and on the under, is I've seen Zach Edey play. He is fantastic, but he can't take the whole, he can't be the whole team. And, you know, he did. He was MVP for Purdue, but after a while, UConn was able to, as they usually do, take over. They've been very consistent. They stayed the course, and they beat Purdue 75-60, winning their second straight men's national championship and becoming the first team to go back-to-back since Florida did in 2006 and 2007. And, you know, UConn had beat its sixth opponents by 20 points per game. This was pretty impressive, this 15-point lead in the championship. And so their average scoring margins in their six 2024 NCAA tournament wins was 23.3 points. And so double digits, fantastic play. In fact, at one point, the coach was on the court pushing his player. Was it Spencer? I forget which one. And then he got in trouble. He fouled. I guess he was so excited that he pushed the player, and the ref was like, "What are you doing? You got to stand in, you got to be in the coach's box." That would be me. You know, I would be so excited that I would be on there myself. I'd be like, "Here, I'll take the ball." And so that I thought was kind of interesting. I was in college at UNLV when the Running Rebels were in the Final Four 2 years in a row and won the national championship in 1990. And it was fantastic. It was, the basketball was amazing to watch. I forgot how much I like college basketball. And boy, are these players, wow. Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because my son likes to watch college football more than national football. I'm more into the NFL. I don't have time to watch college football. I think college football is great. It's just there's so many teams and there's so many games. But they're right. These college students are trying to make a career out of this. And they want to get drafted. And they want the scouts to notice them. And so they really put in their all. And it's a lot more exciting to watch. I think the NFL is fantastic. I love NFL football. But sometimes you see the players like, well, they were kind of being lazy with that one. Yeah, they aren't even trying. And because they already have the contract. Well, you still need good specs and statistics. And so, but it's interesting. So congratulations to UConn. I can't wait for next season. Now, also in athlete news, the NAIA. Which is the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletes, has approved a policy that essentially bans transgender individuals in women's sports. And so, according to The Athletic, the NAIA approved a transgender participation policy this week that will only allow athletes to participate in the sponsored women's sports if their biological sex assigned at birth is female and they have not begun hormone therapy. The policy will also allow all athletes to participate in male sports. So according to CEO Jim Carr, an NAIA president, he said, "We are unwavering in our support of fair competition for our student athletes. It is crucial that NAIA member institutions, conferences, and student athletes participate in an environment that is equitable and respectful." They say, "With input from our member institutions and the Transgender Task Force, the NAIA's Council of Presidents has confirmed our path forward. Under the new policy, an athlete who has not begun any masculinizing hormone therapy may participate in women's sports without limitation. But if the athlete has become hormone therapy, they will not be able to be allowed to participate in interscholastic competition." Now, that's kind of, I see, the masculinizing hormone therapy. Oh, a female who is adding testosterone to become male. Okay, I get it. The transgender participation policy will apply to all sports except for cheer and dance. Those are co-ed. Now, who is the NAIA? It is a small college sports organization that oversees 241 schools and 83,000 athletes participate in 25 sports. This is being reported by The Athletic. According to the statement, the organization put together a transgender task force in April 2022, tasked with determining whether the NAIA's existing transgender policy needed to be altered. The new policy is effective this August. and it was approved unanimously. So they want to balance the interests and obligations to offer fair competition, create a structure that allows members to comply with Title IX and other applicable laws, provide appropriate and reasonable opportunities for transgender athletes to compete. And so, they are currently facing a lawsuit from 16 athletes alleging the organization's transgender participation policy violated Title IX when it allowed Leah Thomas, a transgender swimmer who was a member of the University of Pennsylvania's women's swim team, to compete in swimming championships. So we don't know exactly how many transgender athletes are right now competing at collegiate levels. We think it's a small number. But there's obviously this debate on how do you allow women to compete and not be sidelined when somebody who is born biological male, and men can excel in a lot of sports when you look at the fastest male to the fastest female or the strongest male to the strongest female, you know, there's some significant differences. And as we're seeing with high school sports and college sports, you know, women being sidelined, benched because a transgender player is taking their spot, then, you know, when do women get there? How do you, what's the next step? Do there have to be a cisgender women team, you know? And so co-ed is what Australia is trying to do, where they have the co-ed teams, the mixed men's and women's sports, but then you have the men and you have the women, cis men, cis women. And so it's, Leah Thomas, you know, was not always gender dysphoric, or shall we say, wasn't always transgender. Leah Thomas might have always had gender dysphoria, but Leah Thomas, when she was a biological male, competed on the men's team, didn't do as well. And the female team, she's winning awards, winning competitions, winning money. And unfortunately, you know, there, whether she has the best interests at stake or whether some of these individuals are, you know, trying to compete and win and get the money and get the fame, you know, it's what happens to biological women who have striven for the rights to be able to have sports. When I was going to school, girls had to do home ec, boys had to do shop, and I wanted to do shop. I didn't want to do home ec. I wanted to do shop. And there was a couple women's sports teams. I think there was volleyball and basketball, and not a lot else. Okay, now women could do anything. But, things are changing. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this. The Vatican has spoken up, interestingly. They declare that transgender sex change surgeries are an affront to God. The New York Post says that the 20-page Declaration Dignitas Infinita on human dignity claims that surrogacy violates the human dignity of both the surrogate mother and the child. It asserts that the sex a person was born with is an irrevocable gift from God, and that anyone who desires a personal self-determination, as gender theory prescribes, risks conceding to the age-old temptation to make oneself God. So they also state there is a sexual difference between men and women, and argues that any sex change intervention as a rule risks threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception. But the doctrine does make an exception for surgeries to correct genital abnormalities that can be resolved with the help of medical professionals. We're going to be talking about this at another time, but nobody is really talking about what the transgender is going through and if we could be doing harm, putting them under excessive hormones and surgery. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Get Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
And it'll be another 20 years until North America can witness a total solar eclipse again. Many in the U.S. reflecting on Monday's big celestial event. This man traveled to the Texas Hill Country to see it.
You just can't describe how that feels. The greatest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything that cool.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the dollar store, 99-cent stores are shuttering, I think, 371 locations. I think that's all of their locations. And they're filing for bankruptcy. And it's the 99-cent store, and there's multiple stores that have offered to, you know, only charge a dollar for items. And it's kind of difficult now in this market. Inflation has risen. Wages have to go up. Rent is going up. Supply chains are causing prices to go up. And people are stealing. And so, some stores are closing as a result of it. Others are starting to raise their rates. In fact, Dollar Tree said they're going to have some aisles that are at $5 or $7. Well, if you're already buying things for $5 and $7, you might as well go to Walmart. Why the Dollar Tree? So, and Dollar Tree may have some cool stuff. I once tried to go to one of those stores for party favors and things like that. I still ended up spending $30, $40. So, but that's still less than walking into a Walmart. Walking into a Walmart, I need toothpaste. I end up walking out of there $200. But many of you are talking about shrinkflation and trickflation, and you're getting tired of it. One thing that I was a little shocked by is recent paper towel that I've bought are half sheets. So I go to grab some paper towel. The dog does pee-pee or poo-poo or there's throw-up. Every now and then the cat will vomit. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to slip in it. Let me grab a paper towel. And remember those commercials? Bounty, the bigger, quicker, upper Bounty. And it would show that one sheet of paper towel could soak up coffee and orange juice. So for me, usually I would be able to get by with one or two sheets. And just so I don't get out of my hand, maybe a couple more. Well, now I'll grab a sheet and it's a half sheet. So I grab another one, it's another half sheet. So you grab more. Well, that's a trick. Now, some of you, I posted this on Facebook, and some of you said, oh, I love it. That's good. Maybe you like the half sheets. I notice if I don't have any clean dishes, right, or I don't want to empty the dishwasher, I'll take a little half sheet, and I'll put a little roll that I want to heat, up, or a little muffin on one of those, and I'll use it as a plate. So I found a use for half sheet tissue, or not tissue, but a paper towel. But that's a trick to get you to spend more money. When you pull, it's all marketing, people. It's all psychology. So when you pull a half sheet of a paper towel, you know it's a half sheet. So you're like, well, this isn't enough. I need another one. And I need another one. And it starts to train the shopper to pull and keep pulling as opposed to one and done. Well, if you're going to be more of a puller, you're going to go through the roll quicker. Another thing I'm noticing is the toilet paper roll is going really small. I got up in the middle of the night to go pee, and the toilet paper roll was done. So I asked my husband, I'm like, are you okay? Did you go to the bathroom a lot? And he's like, no, I haven't. I'm like, well, I just put in a new toilet paper roll. And he goes, did you see the size of the rolls? They're smaller. And I also noticed they're thinner. So now if something's thin, you're going to want to double and triple it up. I remember having a friend in school who used to wrap his whole hand. I don't do that. I wrap the toilet. Do I have toilet paper? Yeah, I do. Okay, here we go. Good. I got toilet paper here. So these are starting to get paper thin. All right. And so what I do is I go like this. And I don't know if this is enough. Yeah. Depending on if I pee or poop. Probably this is perfect. And then I'll take this and I'll switch hands. Right. And I'll use this, and hopefully it's enough. Yeah, but you start to get into the habit, depending on how they do these, to make you pull. And also, some of them are loose, so they fall on the floor. Remember, the toilet paper company wants you to get through your toilet paper quickly. And so this is a nice roll. This is an industrial strength roll. My rolls at home are not that small. But also take a look at this. Why is the hole not smaller? This is pretty open. I mean, are you kidding me? This could all be full with toilet paper. The average toilet paper roll doesn't have to be like this. So you need to look at that thing. Do you really need this much of an opening? And Swiss cheese, I've said this time and time again, there is no reason why anybody should be paying full price for Swiss cheese. I got some of those Swiss cheese pre-sliced slices, and there was one slice where it was probably 80% whole and holes. And so I'm trying to bite into it and get a nice deep bite into my Swiss cheese, And it's, I mean, I could wrap it up into a little ball. There was so much hole into that Swiss cheese. Why are we doing that? Why are we buying it? We should tell Swiss cheese makers you need to charge 80% less. There's going to be 80% less cheese because of the holes. Come on, man. Ridiculous. The shrinkflation, where you're, in fact, there was a very interesting article looking at dollar stores and how they get more money out of you. And they basically talk about what they do with cereal, what they do with these products to, you know, end up making you spend more. And we've all seen that. We have seen our toilet paper. They even talk about that. They've shown how our cereal is smaller. They say a 3.5-ounce pack of Cinnamon Toast Crunch at Dollar Tree is $1.25 or 36 cents per ounce. According to Finance Buzz, 12-ounce box of same cereal at Walmart is 29 cents per ounce. So one thing that I do is when I shop at Amazon, I look at that cents per ounce. Now, hopefully it's not a scam. Hopefully Amazon is being as transparent as possible. Where they trick you. They go, you can buy 36 ounces of this, or when I buy laundry detergent, you can get 128 loads for this amount, or you can get 125 loads for this amount, or 98 loads, and you're trying to do the math. Well, Amazon does the math for you. Double check it. Right, because sometimes the math could be wrong. Remember we talked about tips? Some of the gratuity that's added isn't 18%. It's actually more like 25%, but they say it's 18%. Always double check the math. But I appreciate what Amazon does. You know, giving us the, okay, this is 9 cents per ounce. This is 7 cents per ounce. This is 25 cents per load. And that helps. And I think it's because a lot of these companies know we won't do the math. I've had to sit there and show my kids, well, do the math. This is 12 ounces. This is 8 ounces. In fact, somebody who talked about trickflation looked at a soda can that now is all thin and tall. And it had the same amount of soda as a regular can, but it was 33% more expensive. Called trickflation. You know, we consumers are always being bombarded with marketing ploys and deceit and ways to make us spend more money. We spoke about our online shopping. I'm right now trying to look at an article, and there's 4 or 5 different ads for me to buy something. Come on, really? They are constantly bombarding us. You know, be careful with your subscriptions. I won't subscribe to anything now. They say it's free. Give us your credit card. No, because I'm going to forget. And they know you're going to forget. You know, I still have Disney Plus. I still haven't stopped my Disney Plus, and I still have it because I wanted The Mandalorian a few years ago. They know we're lazy. They know we aren't, you know, perusing and researching first. They know that we're going to be doing impulse buy. They also know what we look for. I was looking for a new sports bra for my workout, and all of a sudden now I get these ads for, and some of them are cooler sports bras than the one I bought. And I'm like, you know what? I like the way that looks. Maybe I'll get that one. Well, I already bought one. I don't need another sports bra. I got like 14 different sports bras. So do your research and don't get tricked. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So bird flu is starting to make a lot of public experts kind of nervous. Now that we know that bird flu can be transmitted to other animals, and we have had some humans getting sick, It could be a matter of years or months before a virus decides to take on a mutation, if not already has it, where it can then later be transmitted from human to human. So bird flu is on everybody's radar. Now, there was an interesting article I saw telling people what you can and cannot eat amid America's bird flu outbreak. And people had asked, they go, why are we killing chicken, turkey, if the average human is not getting bird flu from chicken and turkey and they're fine? Well, because they don't want the virus to spread, get to hosts, mutate. And so they're culling thousands upon thousands of animals when they believe there's an outbreak on that farm to prevent, which is just heartbreaking, just heartbreaking. I mean, even though many are going to be dead, you know, to feed us, but still, it's still not easy either way. But because we still don't know the potential. The problem with pathogens is we don't understand what they've done until they're already doing it. Like COVID. COVID, I believe, was leaked August 2019. It wasn't until end of December, January, where we started to go, something's up. And then by March, go, whoa, we need to start locking down. Okay, that was almost, 8 months after it was, or 7 months after it was leaked. And so, you know, nobody wants to look like they're sleeping on the job with this H5N1. So former FDA food safety advisor Dr. Darren Detweiler says animal products that are not properly cooked could harbor small fragments of the virus. And so you might want to rethink what you're eating. Steaks, or how you're cooking them. Steaks, they say, should be cooked well done. Eggs with runny yolks should not be avoided. None of this sunny side up. You should be eating your eggs scrambled or over hard or however. Not a runny omelet. Salad dressings like Caesar salad can also be made with raw eggs. Now, this H5N1 bird flu strain has caused outbreaks on over a dozen farms across the U.S. It's infected cattle, chickens. It's raised fear over the safety of the U.S. food supply. And last week, according to Daily Mail, officials in Texas confirmed that a dairy farmer caught the virus. Now, this is the second ever American to contract the disease. So the question is, how did he get it? Did he eat the eggs? And were they raw? Did he eat the poultry? Did he tickle the chicken and go, coochie, coochie, coo? How did he get it? That's what people want to know. So Dr. Detweiler told Daily Mail, transmission of bird flu to humans through the consumption of properly cooked poultry products like eggs is low. But the risk rises with improperly cooked eggs or poultry meat. And beef could also carry it as well. Now that we know that the bird flu could affect cattle. So, you know, I like my steak medium. I think it tastes better medium rare, but I just don't know how dirty or what pathogens could be there. So I order the steak medium. He says order well done. Never order a rare or medium rare. He said the searing on a steak on the outside should be good enough to kill a pathogen, even if the inside is not properly cooked. But bird flu could travel to the inner part of the meat. And so he's not convinced that just the searing of the outside is enough. Yeah, I agree. I mean, when you have steak and you do the sear, which is really, really nice. I add a little butter. I sear it and then I'll put it in the oven. So I'll sear it in a pan that I'll put in the oven, Chef Ramsay style. There's pathogens, of course, on the inside. So he recommends 100% that you cook it thoroughly to a minimum safe temperature. For steak, that's 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Rare steak could only be 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Also eggs, none of this sunny side up. Poach, soft boiled, over easy. He says in the case of avian flu, eggs should be cooked until both are white yolk, both the white and the yolk are firm. That means the egg reached a temperature that was likely to kill any viruses present. The reason why your egg changes to that white is it's a denaturing of the protein from the heat. So once you see that protein denaturing, or that scrambling, which happens and then changes the shape and the consistency, you know that there was a high enough temperature to possibly kill pathogens. He wants eggs, well, according to USDA, eggs should be cooked to at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Eggs Benedict? Maybe no. Also, the Hollandaise sauce. The Hollandaise sauce is made from raw egg yolks, butter, lemon juice. Caesar dressing has egg yolks. Cookie dough. I love eating cookie dough, but nope. Cookie dough has raw eggs. We're not supposed to be eating raw eggs because of salmonella. This isn't anything new. But this virus is one sneaky son of a gun. Now, what about milk? Well, we have pasteurized milk. Oh, by the way, you should be drinking pasteurized milk. That's not sterilized. It's where they heat it and then they drastically cool it. And in pasteurization, the process, excuse me, of the heating and then the drastically cooling kills pathogens. Infected cows with this avian flu could transmit bird flu through their milk if it's not pasteurized. Milk has to be heated to at least 145 degrees Fahrenheit for a minimum of 30 minutes to kill bacteria. Unpasteurized dairy is not safe. So don't be drinking raw milk. Now, right now, you know, we don't have a lot of data on people who ate Eggs Benedict or Lobster Benedict or a Caesar salad and a medium rare steak and got bird flu. But we aren't sure what's going on with this. Cal Maine Foods in Texas had to kill 2 million birds after detecting the virus in its flock. You wonder why eggs and poultry and stuff are expensive? Well, it's because, you know, we have to kill so many of them. So, you know, understand that, you know, if you get the food, you know, there's no way to know for sure if, you know, the human spillover is happening now. But knowing that bird flu killed 3 cats was found in cow's milk. This was in New Mexico. There were 3 dairy farms in Texas that had it. In Iowa, they're monitoring the situation. In Kansas, they found bird flu in 2 dairy farms. In Minnesota, they found bird flu in livestock. It was in a goat. And then, I guess, this month, in Ohio, Michigan, and Idaho, cattle tested positive. Now, it was cattle shipped from Texas, but still. So, you know, bird flu, H5N1, we do have a treatment. We could use Tamiflu and some of the antivirals, but it's going to be a matter of time when there's resistance, especially since people have been overusing Tamiflu when they have COVID, and you're not supposed to use it for COVID. So it's something we're keeping an eye on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.